Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her Election Eve rally here in Philadelphia tonight at the Art Museum steps. There will be appearances from several celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, Lady Gaga, and The Roots. Harris's significant other was in town Sunday to speak at a church service, and KYW's Justin Udo was there.
Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff spoke on his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris's behalf, Sunday morning at Sharon Baptist Church about the importance of the church in her life.
It inspired her life's purpose, and that purpose is to lift others up, to be there for others, not just herself. And it also, that church shaped her character, which is why she never tears anyone else down.
He says her faith has helped keep her strong through a very trying presidential campaign.
All the stuff they've thrown at her, just brushed it off, because she knew she had to. She had to be the strongest version of herself to get through to the finish, and we're right there.
Emhoff encouraged congregants to turn out on November 5th and have a plan ready for when they hit the polls. In Philadelphia, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Republican VP candidate J.D. Vance campaigned in Aston, Delaware County on Sunday, claiming a Harris presidency would mean higher prices and more drugs coming into the community. Donald Trump will make two stops in Pennsylvania today, one in Reading and the other in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, New Jersey state officials are investigating after they say police in Camden County were called to reports of an attempted burglary that turned into an officer-involved shooting. KYW's Nina Barotti has more.
Just after 1 o'clock Sunday morning, the New Jersey Attorney General's office says Haddon Township Police got a 911 call for an attempted burglary. It was at an apartment complex on West Crystal Lake Avenue in Westmont. When officers got to the scene, investigators say they encountered a man who had a knife on him. During their interaction in a stairwell, the Attorney General's office says an officer fired his gun and hit the man, who was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead. A knife was found at the scene, according to investigators. They have not identified the man who was killed or the officer involved. Per state law, the Attorney General's office conducts the investigation when someone dies during an encounter with law enforcement. Nina Barotti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Eagles almost gave it away, but in the end improved to 6-2 with a 28-23 win over the Jaguars. KYW's Dave Uram reports from the link.
Seems like the Eagles should have won this by a lot more, especially since they were leading 22-0. This is right tackle Lane Johnson.
I think it comes down to, lack of focus in the second half. It's very easy to get complacent when you get up, and that's the beauty about the NFL is how closely each team is talent wise. So shout out to Jacksonville for their catch away from winning the game.
But linebacker N'Kobe Dean made the game sealing interception in the final couple of minutes of the fourth, a huge sigh of relief.
Of course we didn't want to go like that. We wanted to choke him out. But we are playing in the NFL. Everybody, we got good teams, they got good players. So, kudos to them for taking us down to the wire like that.
Nail-biter aside, Saquon Barkley, a huge day. 199 total yards, 2 total touchdowns, a fumble he'd like to have back, but accomplishing all of this on LeSean McCoy's Hall of Fame game. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.